Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Shooty Babbitt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Greg Johnston. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Smith. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball four. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Picciolo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt hits a pop-up towards first. Hatcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Koosman. Johnson moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Armas moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Newman reaches second base with a double. Armas scores. Heath moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Athletics. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Babbitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Picciolo moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy bunts towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Picciolo moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnston moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnston scores. Smith moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to second. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Babbitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Armas scores. Babbitt moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babbitt moves to third. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Armas hits a line drive towards the mound. Koosman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to third. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Ray Smith. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to home to get Hatcher. Johnston moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Goodwin moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Babbitt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Butera now catching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Babbitt takes first base on ball 4. Don Cooper now pitching. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Babbitt. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Babbitt steals second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Picciolo takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Babbitt moves to third. Picciolo moves to second. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Connor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Castano moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Castano moves to third. Adams moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Shooty Babbitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Babbitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield pinch hits for Sal Butera. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.